People always had these feelings and thoughts within them, but social media became the engine to spread them like wildfire. And it's hyper, kind of like hyper amplified all these negative things and positive things too. But I found that kind of interesting, that it's social media that causes a lot of this stuff. And folks, it ain't going away. You know, how many of you believe the same as I do that, like, politics has taken a terrible nosedive very quickly? Political races, right? Just very quickly. It's not because it's gotten any, well, it has gotten dirtier, but it's because it's been all amplified via social media. So social media is very, very powerful for negative stuff. And you know what? We usually see a lot of negative stuff through social media. Why? Because we as people will complain 5 times more than we will say nice things, right? I'm sorry. That is how we are wired. And I feel like our whole purpose in life is for us to overcome that, you know? That's a whole nother discussion, but that's our whole purpose in life, is to become a positive, helpful, loving, kind, caring person. But we're not naturally wired that way. Naturally, we're wired to criticize, complain, throw guilt at other people, things like that. We're just kind of naturally wired that way. And social media amplifies it. Okay, I just took a bunch of time on that. Sorry. All right, the one number you need to grow, your business. This is from Harvard Business Review, and this is the Harvard Business Review article right here. And this article is about surveys. It's about customer surveys. Why do people take customer surveys? Pardon? Okay, but why do companies give customer surveys? They want what? Okay, but what type of feedback are they looking for usually with customer surveys? Be specific. Okay, normally businesses do customer feedback to find out things that they were unsatisfied with so they can fix them, right? I mean, that's why we do customer surveys. But, and they want to find those things that they can fix so they can increase their profitability, right? That's obvious. So, Andy Taylor, the CEO of Enterprise Rent-A-Car, was at a mastermind with a bunch of CEOs, some major corporation, and he started talking about what they do with their customer surveys, and it blew everybody away. Because they were all doing customer surveys, but they were doing them wrong. Right? How many of you have been through a customer survey that's like 20 dang minutes long? All right? We all have. I just did a Motel 6 survey that was like, by the time I was done with it, I feel like I've filled out my, you know, immigration form. It was just huge, right? And so so he's talking about how he does customer service. He says, we've simplified this. And they simplify it down into 2 questions. But the way they simplified it, they wanted to know what was the one data point where it would allow them to, with high confidence, predict profitability. So if they asked this question and they got this answer, we could, and from their answer, we could with confidence predict profitability, right? And so they did this massive study at Enterprise Rent-A-Car, and they finally came to this one question. Let me see if I even have it here. How likely are you to recommend company X to a friend? This is the one question. So if you guys do surveys, customer surveys, and you should be doing some type of customer surveys, you better have this question in there. How likely are